It's a unique weekend, which brings two aspects, the certainly aspect of memory and the aspect of celebrating summer and one of the great sounds that traditionally happens around this time often comes from a funeral home. And as we look back, that sound might include this, Will.
Of all the boys I've known, and I've known some, until I first met you, I was lonesome. But then you came in sight, dear, my heart grew light, and this old world seemed new to me.
You're really swell, I have to admit. You deserve expressions that really fit you. And so I've packed my brain, hoping to explain all the things that you do to me.
By mere bis to shame, please let me explain. By mere bis to shame means you're grand. By mere bis to shame, again I'll explain. It means you're the fairest in the land. I could say Bella, Bella, even say Wunderbar. Each language only helps me tell you how grand you are. I've tried to explain by mere bis to shame. So kiss me and say you understand.
By mere bis to shame, you've heard it all before, but let me try to explain.
By mere bis to shame means you're grand.
By mere bis to shame is such an old refrain, and yet I should explain.
It means I am begging for your hand.
Oh, I could say Bella, Bella, even say Wunderbar, each language. Oh, only helps me tell you
how grand you are. I've tried to explain by mere bis to shame. So kiss me and say that you will understand.
In our studio, the Andrews Sisters by mere bis to shame, in order of appearance, Olivia Brownlee, Leslie Ann Grove, and Pamela Brownlee as the three Andrews Sisters, one of the many sounds that will be heard at Hennessy Funeral Home Sunday at noon and then Monday in two shows at noon and 2 p.m., among many, many other activities going on Sunday and Monday, Memorial Day. And Tim Behrens will be in the role of Bob Hope. Hello, Tim.
Hello, Vern. How are you?
We were discussing that of all of the imitations you've done in your life, Bob Hope is not the most characteristic sounding voice.
No, I'm not even going to try to do his voice because you can't. imitators across the years have noted that there are two or three voices that are impossible to mimic because they're completely flat. They have a tonality that is flat. The rhythms are completely varied, and they're Bob Hope and Dwight Eisenhower. Those are two of the ones that Frank Gershon said, I'll never try either of those guys. And Rich Little couldn't even handle it. So I'm certainly not going to try. Okay. But I, you know, for me, especially after my mentor's death, Pat McManus died recently, and I'm forced to remember in this time of remembrance that this is also a time for celebration, for mm-hmm. celebrating people's lives, rather than total mm-hmm. lamentation. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we put together this show that involves a bit of history and some of the jokes from Bob Hope and the wonderful singing of my wife and the Brownlees here, that they have such a great harmony together that we put this show together. We did it before many, many years ago, and now we've brought it back by popular demand at Hennessy. Yeah. So that's what we're doing, is celebrating, and we hope that people will enjoy.
One show at noon on Sunday, and then two shows on Monday, Memorial Day, at noon and 2 p.m. Do you have a Bob Hope joke for us?
I just like the fact that, like McManus's humor, Bob Hope always talked about growing up poor, and he did. You know, he was born in England, in Eltham, England, in 1903. And the family was dirt poor, you know, so poor that his favorite toy was dirt. He said he needed to move to the United States because he found out that he could never be king. So he left it. But the way he describes his poverty is wonderful in a series of jokes. He says, four of us slept in one bed. When it got cold, mother threw on another brother. he said how he learned to dance was waiting for the bathroom. That became his dancing thing. So he finally took up a job fighting. He had a bit of a pugnacious nature, and he booked for a short time under the name of Packy East. I don't know if you know that. And then he said he ruined his hands in the ring. The referee kept stepping on them. So his name was originally Leslie. It wasn't Bob at all. But he changed his name to Lester Hope first. And he said the neighborhood that he grew up in, Cleveland, his family emigrated to Cleveland. They thought that prosperity was just around the corner, and then they discovered Cleveland. The neighborhood was tough. We had the typical gang, you know, shorty, fatso, skinny, stinky, and then there were the guys.
Okay. A few Bob Hope jokes to warm us up. I think we'll move to the Andrews sisters. Thank you.
Good.
And to each of you, and we can just jump right in on this. Olivia, who opened that last song. First, good morning, Olivia.
Good morning, Vern.
And Leslie Ann Grove, who is the next one to sing. Hello, Leslie Ann.
Good morning.
And then Pamela Brownlee. Hello, Pamela.
Hi, very good.
And so, Andrews sisters. A sound that we've had in our ears for a long time. And when I heard the three of you were doing the Andrews Sisters, it seemed logical. What's each of your own vibe, feeling, or relationship to the Andrews Sisters?
Well, we get along well. We like each other, unlike the Andrews Sisters, as a matter of fact. We actually have fun at our rehearsals, and nobody stabs anybody in the back. We think vocally we have a good time. We're friends and have been for a long time, and Olivia puts up with hanging out with her mother and her soi-disant auntie. But I think that we sort of idolize the Andrews Sisters because of the beautiful sound that they left us. And we don't try to be them, like Tim doesn't try to be Bob Hope. We try to honor them by singing their tunes in a style that they used.
Yeah. And either of you have any more to say about just, you know, hearing Andrews Sisters as a kid or any of that?
Oh, grew up, yes, all the time. All of the big band tunes just were part of my life, and they stayed part of my life, are still part of my life. And one of the things I love about working with Olivia and Leslie is that we're, excuse me, all lead singers.
Mm-hmm.
So we, in our keeping with the intent of the style, we each take leads at any part of the song where it seems like the best thing to do.
Yeah, that would be, whereas the Andrews Sisters had one specific one, which did most of the leads, didn't
right.
they? Yeah. But I guess the place I'm, well, let's bring Olivia in too, because Olivia, if we may refer you to you this way, you're the next generation.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear the Andrews Sisters as a kid, or is this something?
I did. I accidentally got into swing music of the 30s and 40s in my teenage years, and it ruined my whole sex, drugs, and rock and roll phase.
Yeah, it would have.
So yeah. I love that era of music, and there are so many aspects of that era of music that we don't see as much today. You know, there's not as much, dancing is not as much a part of the culture of my generation. At least not organized dance or social dance where you have a partner and there are basic steps and then you can get fancy, which I think is a huge sadness because it's so communal. And all of these songs were written to be danced to. And their arrangements were so tight and so hip. And like three-part harmony and dancing is just something you don't see a lot in modern music. And I endorse this music. I'm really glad we're on the radio because I want people to come to the show and be like, oh, this is doable. And this is really, really fun. I miss this. I didn't know that I missed it, you know. So that's my take.
There's a lot of ways to define you, but specifically jazz singer is is when appropriately used, you know, for your background and your study. You did Berklee School and all that, didn't you?
Oh, I didn't. And, no, I actually majored in theater a lot. Okay. I don't even have a minor in music. I consider my minor my upbringing.
Yeah, well, no, that would work. But still, this lovely kind of singing that you all do. Let's hear another one. These are the three women doing the Andrews Sisters show on Sunday at noon and twice on Monday. Straighten Up and Fly Right.
Mm-hmm. A buzzard took a monkey for a ride in the air.
The monkey thought that everything was on the square.
The buzzard tried to throw the monkey off of his back, but the monkey grabbed his neck and said, "Now listen, Jack. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Ain't no use in diving.
What's the use of jiving?
Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. The buzzard told the monkey, you are choking me. Release your hold and I will set you free. The monkey looked the buzzard right dead in the eye and said,
your story's so touching, it sounds just like a lie.
Well, straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Fly right.
Okay, straighten up and fly right, including the guy that's supposed to sing along to come in on his line. And as the three Andrews sisters, Olivia Brownlee, Leslie Ann Grove, and Pamela Brownlee. Back to you, Tim Behrens, because you've been involved with these Memorial Day shows for quite a while, both this one specifically and other things. Now, this show includes you four people in the room, plus who else?
Plus your guy here, Brian Flick.
Yeah, right.
And Brent Edstrom is on piano, and Rick Westrick is on drums. So that is a very tight trio that we've used whenever we could. Occasionally, in some of the past years, they haven't all been able to attend, but pretty much I think Brian's been to every single one of them.
So this is the idea of a USO show, right?
Yeah, it's the idea of a review.
Yeah.
And we...
And tribute.
I cleverly created these things so they could be done at any kind of funeral home on Memorial Day. And then I thought, oh, well, I'll get more gigs. See, we'll just do more memorial shows. Yeah. Then I realized, wait a minute, Memorial Day is only on one weekend a year. Yeah. I can only get the one gig.
Yeah. But anyway, that's where it is. Three performances, 2 o'clock at 12 and 2 on Monday and 12 only on Sunday of this weekend. And then an additional thing, because they're also doing concert and pipe organ, all kinds of things.
Yeah, at 3 o'clock on Sunday, they're going to have Janet Aaron on pipe organ, and Spokane Brass Works will accompany.
And you know what I've been remiss in saying, where Hennessy Funeral Home is. It's 2203 North Division. It's at the corner of Division and Montgomery.
They've got the room that they use now has been remodeled. Mm-hmm. It's wonderful. They've got video monitors, really huge ones. They've improved the acoustics. The seating is great. Mm-hmm. So it's a wonderful space to do a show. It seats about 250, and you're very comfortable.
Nice. And these are free shows on Sunday.
Oh, they're free. Yeah.
Sunday at noon, and then twice on Monday, and then other things in the parking lot. Talk about a couple of the extras here on this.
Yeah, they're very proud of the fact they got the Hasse Car Club bringing in not only their classic cars, but some of their really weird antique cars. So if you're a car buff, this is the place to go. The NASA has a display there. The Iron Point Military and Aerospace Museum has a display. Coffee, punch, and cookies all day long, all free. And, of course, in another part of the building, they have the Bing Crosby memorabilia, including a replica of the casket in which Bing was interred.
Okay, so that's the Memorial Day celebrations, Sunday and Monday at Hennessy Funeral Home, with the Andrews Sisters, who have one more tune for us.
Thanks for the memory
of candlelight and wine.
Castles on the Rhine.
The Parthenon and moments on the Hudson River line.
How lovely it was. Thanks for the memory
of rainy afternoons.
Swinging Harlem tunes.
And motor trips and burning lips and burning toast and prunes.
How lovely it was. Many's the time that we feasted, and many's the time that we fasted. Oh, well, it was swell while it lasted. We did have fun, and no harm done. And thanks for the memory
of sunburns at the shore
and nights in Singapore.
You might have been a headache, but you never were a bore. So thank you so much. You've got it tuned to Vern Windham.
Wow, I'm honored. Thanks for the memories, certainly, from our Andrews sisters of Leslie Ann Grove, Olivia Brownlee, and Pamela Brownlee, and the ghost of Bob Hope in the form of Tim Behrens. Once again, that's noon on Sunday and at 12 and 2 on Monday at Hennessy Funeral Home, which is 2203 North Division. So thanks a lot, folks.
Thank you.
To hear you with that amazing singing from of the Andrews sisters' tunes.